Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Post-election day, Alan. Let's start in New Jersey. Chris Christie.
Yawn. We knew it was coming. It came. And it's very interesting because the guy has views that are not always consistent with his voters, yet they like him. And I think liking somebody is different than saying, okay, he's for this and he's against that. And, you know, he's not for gay marriage. Really, we know that. Although he did modify himself on that one a little bit. And he is He's got the teachers mad at him, but that doesn't seem to affect the way in which people are voting for him. And so he wins big, really big. On the other hand, the way that I'm reading it is that there is a sense that the voters were watching themselves. They returned the Democratic New Jersey legislature big time to work with Christie. So go figure all of that out, except that they simply like the man who is in position now to take on the Tea Party conservative types in the Republican Party. He will, if they have a brain in their head, be the candidate, which is not good news for the Democrats who would rather see a Ted Cruz or somebody like that running. But he'll be the candidate, and Hillary Clinton will be the candidate, and they will duke it out, and it will be a close election.
De Blasio in New York City.
Well, now that's an interesting one, too. It depends. The New York Times has been writing a series of articles that indicate that De Blasio is, moderating his views. He's elected as a progressive after years of Republicans running the city of New York from Giuliani and Bloomberg. And New Yorkers are saying things have got a little out of hand. There's this huge disparity in wealth. Some people are paying half their income just for housing, and it's intolerable. And in comes De Blasio and says, we're going to change all of that. Well, yeah, but let's see whether or not he gets closer to the real estate industry, which controls so much of New York, and whether or not when he eliminates, which is almost intolerable, the idea that if your skin is black, you get stopped by the police and stopped and frisked. Everybody can relate to that. However, if the crime rate goes up in New York City, then he's going to have a little bit of a problem on his hand. He's doing the right thing. There's no question about it in opposing stop and frisk. On the other hand, the black population in New York has always been the biggest target for crime. And if something goes wrong, he's going to be held accountable.
And ballot questions in New York, casinos goes through, judges' retirement age does not.
Well, this is a big win for Cuomo. I mean, Cuomo went on at the last moment, as we spoke yesterday, and everybody got robocalls on the casinos of the upstate strategy, and Cuomo went for it. And so did the people, which I said would happen. On the judges, I don't think anybody really understood it. But it seems to me it would be easy enough to project yourself into that and say, hey, should I be fired when I'm 70?